Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I am your host, Pat Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman. Pat, how are you doing tonight?
Sure, I'm not too bad. It's been a nice, relaxing day after we played on Friday. So Saturday we had practice. Today we got to relax a little bit. But it's been kind of nice. First week of classes are done, which is always fantastic. You know, you get that first week under your belt. You kind of feel like you know what you're doing a little bit in each class, and you're kind of prepared a little bit for the second week. How are you?
I'm still kind of in awe that I'm at school a little bit. That school started because we get here early, and all we work on is soccer for a week. But I had soccer and RA training this year, but it's just crazy to think like the school year's already started and my third year of college is underway, I guess. So I'm still a little in awe. I'm settling in with classwork. I haven't had much homework yet, more so reading, but I'm in an art class, and for soccer I have to miss a little bit, and I had to draw lines today. So
lines are just fantastic. Straight lines, squiggly lines, any other type of lines. This is not art podcast. This is not line podcast. This is a Beaver Dam sports podcast. So we are going to talk about all the sports from this past first week. Most games were this past weekend, Friday and Saturday. Cross country had their one home meet on Saturday, which we're going to talk about first. The men's golf team had their match on Friday. Women's golf played on Saturday. Women's soccer played on Friday. Men's soccer played Friday, and women's soccer is actually playing at 7 o'clock tonight. So we'll have that next week on our Beaver Dam. So I think we're gonna first start talking about the cross country, since that was here in Bluffton. The Bluffton University cross country team kicked off its 2019 slate on Saturday, August 31st, when it hosted the Beaver Dam Invite. A third place finish by the women highlighted the morning, as the Beavers were just 5 points off the pace set by Heidelberg University.
With a large contingent of Bluffton cross country alumni also showing off their wheels on the course, senior Alexis Cash led the way for the Beavers with a fifth place finish in 19 minutes, 41.6 seconds for the 5 kilometer race. Ari Cox and junior Kimberly Hetrick crossed back to back with times of 21:13.6 and 21:16.6 respectively. Rounding out the scorers for the home team were freshman Justine Lesniewski. I probably just butchered that. I'm so sorry. And sophomore Hope Nixon.
Pacing the Bluffton men was Dakota Frost. She ran a 20:28 in the 6 kilometer race. Fellow senior Connor Golick pushed Frost with a 20:48. A former Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference champion and current member of the Dam Track Club, Jack Fisher showed he still had it with a time of 20:56. Fellow freshmen Max Chandler and Britton Boyle both cracked 21:30, while Austin Hernandez capped off the scoring five.
The Beavers will now turn their attention towards the OWU Invitational hosted by Ohio Wesleyan University on Saturday, September 14th. The men's race is slated for 10:30, with the women's following at 11:30.
Yeah, so cross country is going to get a little bit of a break to get some more practices in after this Beaver Dam invite. Get a week of practices in, have the weekend off, hit another week of practices before having their next meet, which will be kind of nice. It sounded like upperclassmen kind of led the pack both ways for the men and women in this last meet, but it's good to have the freshmen kind of get their feet wet a little bit. And cross country is always fun to watch because they just continue to get better as the season goes on. You never want to be running your best really at the beginning of the season. You want to keep working, and the meets that really matter are once we get to conference, and then obviously the try to qualify for the NCAAs. Obviously, Alexis Cash is a two-time returning Heartland Conference champion. Her senior year, she's going to be trying to go for a three-peat. I think it'd be pretty cool. So it'll be interesting to watch to see how Alexis continues to to go along with the year, as well as Dakota Frost leading it for the men, and hopefully he continues to have a good year.
Yeah, those two names that you just heard from Pat, Alexis Cash and Dakota Frost, those have been the two big names the past couple of years, and they're both in their senior season this year. So just, I'm excited to see how they turn out and turn up this year for their senior season.
Now on to the men's golf team. The Bluffton University men jumped into action feet first with a 36-hole day at the UNOH Invitational at Hidden Creek. Playing on one, it's home courses. The Beavers lived up to expectations with a flurry of rounds in the 70s and not a score over 89 all day. Freshman Evan Kujawa started fast with a 73, and he followed that up with a slick 78 on the final 18 to top the Beavers with a 151 for the day. Nathan Eberl, I'm sorry for butchering your name, was just five shots back with a 156. Rounding out the top four for the Bluffton were sophomore Dominic and Clay Kohlhorst, who checked in with scores of 159 and 160, respectively. Everyone got in on the action as Bluffton fielded two teams for the season opener. The Beavers will be back on the links on Saturday when they make a short trip to Colonial Golf Course for the ONU invite. They'll tee it up with 18 holes on Saturday and 18 more on Sunday. Obviously, it seems like the freshmen kind of led the way for the Beavers this weekend, which is kind of nice. Have some fresh faces come in. Hopefully, some of the returning guys are going to continue to get pushed by these freshmen, and hopefully, it's just all around going to make the men's golf team better.
Yeah, which we want. Each team wants to be continually pushed, because the only way to get better is to be pushed, and this men's golf team is looking good, especially these young freshmen coming in and getting their first college experience under their belt this past weekend. The Bluffton University women's golf team kicked off the 2019-2020 campaign in style, breaking the school record for 18 holes with a 382, as all four scorers were in double figures at the state line shootout. Leading the way was freshman Haley Gill, who teed off her collegiate career with a 93, which paced her 23rd on the day, on day one. Two strokes back was sophomore Keeley Briggs, who tallied a 95 for the Beavers. Freshman Marissa Hall and sophomore Braylee Overdorf rounded out the top four with scores of 96 and 98, respectively. Sophomore Abby Bullion carded a 100, and freshman Grace Branson was nipping at her heels with a 101. The Beavers will be back at the Miami Whitewater Forest Golf Course on Sunday, September 1st, when day two tees off. So yesterday, day two teed off.
No, today.
Today.
Yeah, so it would have been today. So we, unfortunately, right now, it doesn't look like the scores for today have actually been released yet. So we will kind of give you guys on the next Beaver Dam, just kind of a wrap-up of how that tournament ended up going for the Lady Beavers and how they ended up doing. It sounds like, once again, freshmen leading the way. Hopefully continue to push the upperclassmen. But, you know, this women's golf team is extremely young. I don't think they have any juniors or seniors, only freshmen and sophomores. So it's kind of crazy to think, what might they be like in a couple of years as they continue to bring in more freshmen, as well as continuing to actually get more experience and playing at the collegiate level. The golf coach is going to be extremely happy, I'm sure, with his first weekend of play, and they're just going to continue to get better.
I didn't realize it was already September.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's school starts late, and the days all get run together when we're here during preseason. So. All right, well, I think we're next going to go on to the volleyball team. So volleyball traveled up to Hope College for a tournament where they played one game on Friday and then two games on Saturday. Saturday they did play the number 21 team in the country in Hope College. So obviously huge there. But on Friday, the volleyball team did travel to Hope College and came away with a 3-1 season opening win over Wisconsin Lutheran and DeVos Fieldhouse. After a pair of 25-23 wins to open the match, Bluffton dropped a 25-14 decision before capping the victory 25-22.
Ramey Bowers was the difference maker in a whopping 17 kills against just 4 errors for a 419 hitting percentage. Fellow junior Sarah Haydinger was also on point with 14 kills and a 360 hitting percentage. Also topping double digits was senior Carly Lester, who rammed home 11 kills of her own.
Freshman Ellie Price had 30 assists in her first collegiate match, while sophomore Brooke Kleeman was back doing her thing with 18 digs. Sophomore Kaya Rainey just missed double figures with 9 digs. And then, like we said, the Beavers were then back in action on Saturday. First game being at 11:30 against the number 21 team in the nation in Hope College. And then playing again at, I believe, 1:30. So the Bluffton University volleyball team ran into a pair of volleyball powers on Saturday, August 31st, falling in straight sets to number 21 Hope College and Wartburg. Bluffton stands 1-2 following the opening weekend at Inspire Hope.
Junior Ramey Bauer was the lone bright spot offensively against the Flying Dutch. She finished with 11 kills and added 8 digs. Freshman Ellie Price finished with 13 assists, and sophomore Brooke Kleeman led the defense with 10 digs as Bluffton fell to Hope in 3 sets, 25-11, 25-10, and 25-15.
Bauer and Sarah Heidinger tallied 9 and 7 kills respectively in the weekend finale against Wartburg. Price chipped in with 13 assists for the second time of the day, and Kleeman picked up double figures and digs with 13.
The Beavers are back on the road Tuesday night when they travel to Kenyon College in Gambier for a 7 p.m. matchup with the ladies.
Yeah, so this volleyball team's obviously young, graduated 8 seniors last year. Getting the win on Friday was definitely going to be big for the Beavers, and hopefully playing against the number 21 team in the nation's pretty important, and it's going to be really, really valuable once conference time goes if they're able to learn from that match. And then it sounds like Wartburg was pretty good as well. So I think just learning from those mistakes that they might have made, going back, watching some film, and hopefully they can put the pieces together against Kenyon on Tuesday.
Yeah, and I know Coach Arnell likes to put a heavy schedule before conference play starts to just kind of get the girls ready and get them up to his standard of how he wants them to play before conference kicks off. So when they are in conference, they can compete and be at the top of the conference like they usually are.
Definitely. I think, like you said, Coach Arnell loves a tough schedule. And I think he's kind of learned. He kind of said, actually, I did an interview with him last year, and he kind of said in his first couple of years, he had to learn because he was had to realize that sometimes record doesn't actually show how well the team is. Because if you go and play teams that you know you're better than and you have a winning record, that's okay. That's fine. But he has to realize he realized that he has to get them prepared for when it actually matters once conference starts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we might take a little bit of a break, and then we'll finish off the weekend finish off the show and I guess the weekend sports with men's and women's soccer, which we have lots to talk about, especially in the men's game as Trent and I were there. And thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mash, joined along with Patrick Spillman. Like Pat said before the break, we're going to jump into men's and women's soccer. We're going to do women's soccer first, then follow it up with the men's and finish the show off with men's soccer. So,
Pat, yeah, so the Bluffton University women's soccer team dropped a 2-0 decision in their home opener against St. Mary's College on Friday, August 30th. St. Mary's started the season off 1-0, while the Beavers did drop to 0-1 on the season.
Junior Maddie Huffman fired 3 shots all on frame, while sophomore Julia Gibson, and freshman Nina McGinn chipped in with three attempts each. Junior keeper Sienna Sullivan walked away with an impressive 15 saves for the Beavers. St. Mary's held a 28-15 edge in shots, while the Beavers were called for two more fouls, 9-7 respectively. The visitors forced two more corner kicks for St. Mary's and two for the Beavers.
Yeah, and like we said, the Beavers are back in action tonight against Oberlin College at 7 p.m., so that game is going on now. Obviously, we wish the Beavers the best, and we hope that they are playing well against Oberlin College. We will have more information about that on Monday, but it did sound like they did struggle maybe a little bit just against the Oberlin College team. And we're trying to see if we can maybe find any information about the game. I wonder if maybe the game might have gotten canceled or something due to whether it has been raining all day. So there is a chance that maybe that happened. We don't. Oh, just kidding. We did find this, and it does look like the Beavers are down 2-0 right now, and it looks like it is halftime of the game. So hopefully the Beavers can make a comeback. We will have, like I said, have more information about the game, more a little more details about everything going on next Sunday, as we have moved the Beaver Dam now to Sundays instead of Monday due to me having night class. It looks like the Beavers do not have any shots on goal, as where Oberlin does have 12 shots and 7 of those being on the goal. So hopefully Coach Gregory can make some changes in the second half. They can adjust a little bit and maybe make a comeback here in the second half. But to finish it off, we are going to talk a little bit about men's soccer. The men's soccer team did drop a close 4-3 double overtime decision at Olivet College on Friday, August 30th. That does have Olivet start off the season 1-0, while the Beavers did fall to 0-1 on the season. 11 minutes into the game, sophomore Dalton Tanner knocked the first goal of the season for the Beavers, assisted by Jake Kiger. An Olivet tally by Dominic Brewmeister tied the game at 3-3 with less than a minute in regulation. Just short of finishing a second overtime, Olivet's Coda Mendoza knocked in a goal that would end up securing the victory for Olivet.
Junior Patrick Spillman and sophomore Bishop Williamson both netted goals for the Beavers. Freshman Tanner Newport walked away with 12 saves for the Beavers.
Yeah, definitely a frustrating game. Obviously, this summary didn't really sum up the game. No. So what happened was is the Beavers, we did give up a goal about 2.5 minutes into the game. Dalton Tanner, about 11 minutes into the game, was able to tie that back up. Probably in the 40th minute, we gave up another goal, giving Olivet the lead. And then in the 43rd minute, I was able to draw a penalty. I, being Patrick Spillman, did draw a penalty in the box. I was able to then take that penalty, and I did convert it, giving tying the game 2-2. It was 2-2 going into half. And then we did actually take the lead. It stayed 2-2 during most of the second half until about 8 minutes left in the second half when Bishop Williamson did score off of an assist from Dalton Tanner. It was a beautiful pass by Dalton across the face of the goal. Bishop was able to just tap it in, give us a lead. And then another thing that is not talked about is Christian Zapata does get a yellow card. 30 seconds later, Christian Zapata gets another yellow card, and the Beavers are now playing with 10 men for the last 4.5 minutes of the game. We're got about a minute left in the game.
There was 37 seconds left.
37 seconds left. Olivet tries to cross the ball in. The ball, Jake Kiger was running into the box, and the ball hits his hand, which in soccer, yes, you're not allowed to use your hands, but there is inadvertently a handball. And when you are running, if you are not purposely sticking out your hand, it's supposed to be an inadvertent handball. The referee did not see it like that. He did give them a PK. Olivet did convert the PK, tying the game 3-3, causing the overtime. Bluffton, still playing with 10 men, was able to not give up any goals in the first overtime. And then with 2 minutes and a second left in the fourth overtime. Double overtime. We gave up a goal off of a cross. Definitely hurt, as especially playing 10 men, we were just scrambling. At that point, we were playing for a tie. We knew that it was going, if we were going to score, it was going to have to be off of a counter attack. Yeah. And we unfortunately weren't able to get a counter attack, and we did give up a goal, which definitely hurt. But I think it's going to end up helping us in the long run because it's going to motivate us. We're not happy with the result. We had a good practice Saturday and three home games. And the next
week.
So
Wednesday,
we play.
We have a home game on Wednesday, the 4th, and that game will start at 3:30. Friday, another home game. I believe that one starts at 3:30 at 4. So Friday, Wednesday 3:30, Friday 4. And then Saturday is a doubleheader with the guys playing first at 1:30, and then the women's team will follow them at 3:30, I do believe. So there's going to be a lot of home soccer games here this week, and I do believe football kicks off its first home, its first game of the season at Worcester.
So they'll be at Worcester. Any alumni, they are. You can go online, I believe, and you can sign up. They're going to shuttle the bus to take alumni and any students that want to go to the game to Worcester, as well as the women's volleyball team also is hosting the Spectacular this weekend. Yeah. So, huge weekend on campus. Men and women's soccer both play at home. Volleyball's at home. You can go see all three. I know Trent and I are going to stay after on Saturday, watch the women's soccer. Going to Friday night or Saturday get over to a volleyball game or two. So, it's going to be an exciting weekend on campus. I'm excited for it. Excited for our home opener to play in front of the home fans. 21 yeah. freshmen that are going to be making their home debut on Wednesday, which is pretty exciting. And I know we're all excited to get the season started. Yeah.
Another thing about the game on the weekend that wasn't really talked about, we haven't hit on it yet, but there was the game was all over the place. There was fouls here, fouls there. I believe our team had 5 yellow cards, and one ended up getting 2 yellow cards, Christian Zapata. So he'll miss Wednesday's game, unfortunately, but he will be back on Friday. And even Olivet had a bunch of cards too. So it was just a really chippy game, close game, and that's usually how close games end up being. So.
Yeah, definitely upsetting. We wanted the win really bad. We definitely, in my opinion, were the better team. We kept we had more possession. I wouldn't say the shots on goal and the shots that were tracked, I don't know if they're obvious. They're actually correct. I would say that they were kind of a little more biased, saying they didn't calculate all of our shots as where. If it wasn't even close to being a shot, they gave all of it a shot. So I wouldn't say the stats are the greatest for that game. Definitely frustrating, but I think the Beavers and our team is just going to use that as motivation. So I'm excited for Wednesday. I can't wait to play in front of the home fans. 3 home games in 4 days is going to be fantastic. Yeah. And we're going to be tired, but it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So
we have a big team and a lot of guys, and everyone's ready to step up and get into the game and show what they have. So our team's motivated, especially after this weekend. So come out, support not just the men's team, but the women's team, the volleyball team, the cross country, the golf teams, and the football team. It's going to be a very exciting and very busy weekend here on Bluffton University's campus. So make sure you come out and support.
That wraps it up for this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening, and you can feel free to go to bluffdenwit.com on Wednesday. Our Beaver Dam will be uploaded, as well as new stories are going to be uploaded. I'm pretty excited for the season, and I can't wait for the rest of us to continue to do Beaver Dams. So, Trent, wrap it up.
We thank you for listening to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Spillman. You can go to iTunes or Google Play and find the Beaver Dam podcast at 96.1 The Wit. We thank you for listening. You're listening to the Beaver Dam, 96.1 The Wit.